The reason that Jesus Christ is the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world is because God exists outside of time. Okay? See, we are limited to a certain time and place, aren't we? So I can only be in one place at a time. If I'm here, I'm not in California. And if I'm in California, I'm not in Arizona. I can only be in one place at one time. But I can also only be in a single time. You know, I'm only inhabiting at this moment, this minute. But see, God dwells outside of time. The Bible says God inhabits eternity in Isaiah 57, 15. The Bible says that to God, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. That doesn't mean that it just goes by real fast for him. Like, man, 1,000 years goes by, and it's just like a day to him. It just really blows by. No, that's not what that's saying. What it's saying is that God looks at 1,000 years like he looks at a day. Why? Because he dwells outside of time. We are stuck in a moment of time. Now, let me try to illustrate this for you. It's sort of like if you're sitting in a movie theater watching a movie, right? And the movie has a start and an end, and the movie's playing. You can only see one frame at a time, right? At any given moment, you're only looking at one frame, right? Okay, let's say we were to go up into the booth where the projector is and unspool the entire movie, right? Unspool the entire movie and have all the frames. And lay them all out, and God can basically look at all the frames all at the same time. Does everybody understand? Like, we're stuck in a certain moment. You know, I'm 1 hour and 3 minutes into the movie of my life. You know, hopefully it's feature length. Hopefully, you know, hopefully it's like it got a long intermission and, it's a nice long movie. But, you know, I'm 1 hour and 3 minutes into the movie. That's where I am, and I can only see this moment right here, right? And I can remember, I remember earlier in the movie this happened, but I'm only able to see one frame at a time because I'm in my seat. God can unspool the entire movie and look at what? Every frame at the same time. So God is not going through time like we are. God is outside of time, and he's able to observe, and he knows the end from the beginning, and he can see all of it. And listen to me. It's all already happened because in the book of Revelation, it's all described as having all already happened. Did you know that the first seal has been opened? The second seal, the third seal, all the trumpets have sounded, all the vials have been poured out, the judgment has happened, the new heaven, the new earth, it all already happened. That's why there's a book about it happening. Now you say, well, it's going to happen. Yeah, but John already watched it happen. You understand? Because it already happened. From God's perspective, now from our perspective, it hasn't happened yet, right? So where we're sitting in 2018, obviously, yeah, the end of the world hasn't happened yet. But from God's perspective, it all already happened. And John was shown things from the end. He was shown like, here, let me show you the end of the movie. Does everybody understand? And then he was put back in his seat to finish his movie. Okay. So the point is that when in Revelation chapter 7, when you have a great multitude appear in heaven at the rapture of all kindreds, tongues, and nations, a great innumerable multitude, guess what? I was in that crowd. John has already seen me. John has already seen you. Now, I don't know if he noticed us. You know, hopefully we were in a prominent place. Like, But the thing is, he saw all of us. Well, okay, pray tell me, if he didn't see us, who was he looking at? He's looking at all the believers of all time, all gathered together, a great multitude. Folks, that already happened. He already saw us. We're already there. It's as good as done. So look, this is what's so stupid about this dispensational doctrine that says, oh, in the Old Testament, well, Jesus just hadn't died yet, so nobody can go to heaven because Jesus hasn't died yet. He's the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. People, you know why people in the Old Testament could go to heaven? Because Jesus died for them. Well, but it hadn't happened yet. Well, you think God's just worried it's not going to happen or something? Well, what if he pulls out in the Garden of Gethsemane, you know, better not let anybody into heaven until the deal is sealed. Folks, the deal was sealed. The works were finished from the foundation of the world. The works were finished from the foundation of the world. So God didn't have to wait until it actually happened in our timeline, Why? Because Jesus Christ died for all the sins of the world, past, present, and future. I mean, Jesus died for us 2,000 years before we were even born. How did he do that? Because he's outside of time. Okay? So, look down at your Bible in Isaiah 53, verse 5, and imagine the prophet Isaiah preaching this. 700 years before Jesus died on the cross, he said he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Look, Isaiah was healed by the stripes that would be applied to the back of Jesus Christ 700 to 800 years later. The blood of Christ saved Isaiah. The blood of Christ saved Adam and Eve. So this ridiculous idea that Jesus had not died yet, so therefore people can't go to heaven, or that Jesus is somehow not the lamb slain from the foundation of the world, is just ridiculous. Okay, obviously, it's like 1,000 years, like a day. God sees the whole picture, the whole story, the whole movie at once. And so it's not that Jesus died twice. That truly would be ridiculous. Okay. It's that Jesus Christ died on the cross 2,000 years ago, but that was already as good as done before the world even began. Because the whole timeline's there. God's looking at the whole timeline. It's there it is. The whole movie's there. Now, this doesn't eliminate free will or anything like that, because, you know, God knowing all things and seeing all things and everything having already happened doesn't mean that we don't have a choice. It's just that we already made that choice. God already knows what choices we're going to make before. I mean, whatever decisions I'm going to make tomorrow, God already knows. He's already seen that part of the movie.